This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. There's something popular, I believe it's on Facebook, called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Yeah, it's a group that women can join, and they put pictures up of men to say, hey, sometimes they put like a little like T symbol, like, do you know anything about this guy? He's in my DMs, or I'm thinking about going on a date with him. Any red flags here? And then other women could, you know, just be like, oh, he looks nice or whatever. Or they just like rip him apart, rip him to shreds in the comments, or say, that's my boyfriend.
They expose him.
Oh,
something
yeah.
like
this
that.
This is great. Women looking out for women.
Yes. To watch out for, it says on the page, watch out for liars, cheaters, abusers, any kind of toxic behaviors. Now, I'm not a part of the group, but 38,000 people are locally.
How do you become a part of it?
You join. You just hit join group.
Oh, you got to get accepted
so,
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And you said just locally here in Greater Cincinnati, there's 38,000.
Cincinnati/Dayton. So
okay.
A little window there.
Yeah.
And I'm not a part of it. I'm not actively dating. So it's like whatever to me. But I've heard horror stories and I've gotten screenshots from girlfriends like, look at all this juice on this, you know, site. And then recently I wouldn't say experienced it, but there's this guy that slid into my DMs last week and he was like coming on pretty strong. And I'm like, oh, whoa.
What was his opening line? How did he slide in? Was this
oh, God. Like- I don't even remember.
Because you were out, Stat, but you were showing me some of this. And I was like, I think I said he's a player.
Yeah, you did.
I said that guy's a player.
So I was like, holy cow. He's commenting on my big smile and my big booty and all this already.
Okay.
And whatever.
I mean, I'd like to say game recognizes game, but I don't have game. But I
but
still,
it was just like very
I had enough at one point to be able to recognize when another guy's trying to play it. And that's what he was doing.
It was just like a lot at once. So then I don't know. Does this make me a bad friend? I got to lunch with my friend who's single and I'm like, hey, you should talk to this guy. Maybe trying to like pawn him off onto her. And I was giving her my phone so she could see it. She goes to reach for my phone. My phone never leaves my hand. She doesn't even fully grasp it, sees his name and goes, oh, he was in my DMs last night. He sent me an inappropriate picture already.
Oh, he's playing the field.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. And that guy would have no idea that we know each other. Like,
so did you confront him about this?
Yeah, I did.
And?
Because I said, I think you know my lunch date and sent a picture of her. She was drinking her little drink and he tried to, you know, backpedal. Oh, I've never met her. I don't really know her. And I'm like, dude, you're like caught.
Like, you're with his pants down.
And I don't care, you know, whatever. But it was just really interesting to see, like, in real life, like, oh, wow, what a small world. Or this guy's just talking to everybody, I guess.
You said small world, right?
Small world.
Yeah, making sure. Okay, well, I know what kind of pics he was sending. So.
But I mean, I'm just like, this has got to happen to somebody else or someone using this. Are we dating the same guy? There's got to be some tea out there of you really thought you were dating someone genuinely and you find out he's playing the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, 749-B105. Or also, if you want to reach out through the B105 app, you can do that as well. Just don't attach any pictures, please. We're a little gun shy on those right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Just heard from Ashley and the story of the guy that was blowing up her DMs. She goes to lunch with a friend and says, hey, I might have a guy for you. He was also blowing up her friend's DMs, and neither one had the... So he's a player.
Right.
So we're talking about this Facebook group. It's called what, Ashley?
Are we dating the same guy?
Kelly, are you on there?
I've been on that group before, but it didn't really apply to me, so I got off it. But I had a story that happened to me last week.
Okay, what happened?
I started just randomly talking to this man, and he lived in Michigan, and that's where I'm from. And then it just kind of made just a couple messages. He reached out to me again last week and said, hey, I'm just coming back from Florida. You know, how are you? I said, I'm great. I'm actually coming up to Michigan. I'm going to the Detroit Tigers opener. Nice. And he said, oh, I am too. We should meet up for a drink. no, I've never met this guy or anything. And I'm like, yeah. I said, I'm going to go up, stay with my sister. You know, that'd be great. So as I'm driving to Michigan, I text my sister. I said, hey, we might meet up with this guy. And she lives in Michigan. And she's been online dating for 5 years. So you know where this is going.
No.
And so I said, yeah. I said, I met this great guy. We're going to maybe meet up with him at the game tomorrow. And she asked me what his name was. And I told her, she said, send me a picture. So I did. And she's like, yeah, I dated him at Christmas and New Year's.
So he was real.
Yeah, he's real. And he's a great guy. He's super nice. And I said, well, we're going to meet up with him tomorrow, right? So I sent him a message. I said, Houston, we have a problem. He said, what? He said, you know, what? Is something wrong with your car and you drive up? I said, I sent him a picture, a family picture.
He said, this is my sister.
He said, you're her sister. I said, yeah, great.
So we did.
We all met up. It was great. We still met up. Didn't have a problem. My sister's moved on to someone else. But I was like, how can this happen to me? I've been doing this.
You're in a different state.
Yeah, that's a small world scenario right there. At least he was honest about it. He wasn't trying to scam you.
That's
true.
Yep.
Will you see him again?
Probably.
Wow.
Maybe next time I go to Michigan.
Yeah. He already knows some of the family, so.
Best of luck. Thanks for sharing, Kelly.
Bye.
Caitlin has got a story here. What is it?
So I was living with this guy and literally living with him in his house. And we would go out to the Yellow Rose in Dayton all the time on Fridays. And we would run into people that we knew and girls and stuff. And they'd be like, he's like, oh, that's just my friend. That's just my friend the whole time. He was literally dating all these other girls while I was living in his house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I obviously broke that off.
Yeah, good for you. So, I mean, if you're living with him, that makes it probably a little hard for him to play the field. I guess he was just saying he's at work or something.
It was every time we would go out, he would, walk away and, have other people, meet up with him where we were at. If we went out to, the karaoke bar that we'd go to on weekends.
That's bold.
While you were there?
Yeah. Yes, I was there. And then after I left, he ended up, with a new girl, and they're still together now. But she would, complain to me that he was doing the same thing.
I got to hear the story of how you figured it out.
One night he was bold enough to invite one out to the karaoke bar, and I walked out of the bathroom and her hands on his leg.
Ew.
Ooh.
And so you were like, who are you? And she kind of explained what was going on, or how did it go down?
I just kind of laughed at him, walked away with my friend, and then I went back to his house and hooked up with one of his best friends at his house.
Oh, nice! Yeah!
Hey, come on now.
We don't need another hero. You are a hero. I love that.
Well, and then he came back, and I showed up, and I said, which one of you guys wants to get it first?
Whoa.
To him and the girl, I was like, who wants it first? Because this is wild.
Man.
And now he has to know that he lost a really good girl to one of his girl best friends.
Guys. What a life these guys lead. I just can't even imagine. Thank you for sharing, Caitlin.
Yeah, no problem.
Come on, at a karaoke bar, I wish you'd taken the mic and sung Jolene, right to that girl in the crowd.
More of the Big Dave Podcast. It's the Big Dave Show, dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning, we have got our favorite middle school teacher from Mount Orb Middle School with us, Jody. Hi, Jody.
Good morning.
So last week, I told them to hoist you up on their shoulders and parade you around like a conquering hero there at Mount Orb Middle School. Did that happen?
Didn't happen, but I did have a lot more kids, say they heard me on the radio again.
All right. That's good. Good. Well, they're going to hear you again this morning. Let's have the dad joke.
All right. What did the dirt say to the rain?
I don't know. What did the dirt say to the rain?
If you keep this up, my name will be Mud.
Oh, God. I don't know if there's going to be any hoisting up this time.
Yeah.
No, it's still fun.
Let's hope it's not Rotten Fruit Day at the cafeteria. They might start throwing it at that one, Jody. You're wonderful. Have a great day there at Mount Orb Middle School.
Thank you.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105 and Jackson Dean. It's the Big Dave Show. 7-Eleven and a happy Tuesday to you. And, well, we're into the third week now of our B105 K9 Comfort Campaign benefiting the therapy dogs at Cincinnati Children's. And, well, we've got a really good prize for you this week that you could win by just simply making a gift to the campaign. And it's from our friends at Dan and Shay. And when they heard we were doing this, they were like, okay, we got to step up, especially Dan. They're big fans of dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his wife works for a rescue herself.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And we were talking to them a while back, and it was almost unbelievable how many dogs Dan has.
And Dan, speaking of marriages, do you and your wife adopt another dog every time you have another number one song? I mean, good Lord, how many dogs are you up to now?
I wish, man. I wish. I'm always, it's funny when people ask us, it's like, does she bring dogs? Because, you know, she runs a rescue in Nashville. She sent me a picture like, can we have this one? I'm like, yep, absolutely. I say yes every time. And that's, at any point, we could have 20 dogs in the house.
Holy cow.
So I'm okay with it.
How many do you actually own?
We've got 4.
Okay. So you can name all of them.
I can. Yeah, absolutely. We've got Joy was our first rescue. We've got Chief was second. And we've got Ghost, and we've got Mac. She's nuts. She's our forever puppy. She's just turned 5 now, which is crazy, but she still behaves like a puppy.
So there you go. That's why Dan and Shay, they know the importance of dogs, and that's what we're doing. And they have graciously donated not only a pair of pit tickets to their July 18th show here at Riverbend, an autographed guitar, too.
Nice. And the way that you can get in the running to win that is to make a gift as low as $10 over at B105.com. Because think about it. These therapy dogs that are, you know, helping the kids feel a little bit more comfortable in a not-so-easy stay, it costs money for the upkeep of vet bills, grooming, even just toys for the dogs.
Feeding them.
Yes.
Yeah, we put together some really cool bundles. There's like the playtime bundle, the accessory bundle, fresh and clean grooming bundle. They start as low as $10, and each donation gets you another entry to win.
That's nice, and you got to do that this week to get in the running to win those tickets to Dan and Shay in the pit and the autographed guitar. So you get the guitar. You don't even have to take it to the show. Hey, autograph this. It's already done. I mean, it's nice, and you're helping out a great cause. Cincinnati yes. Children's there with the canine therapy. Therapy program. If you go over to B105.com, you click on it, you're going to see a beautiful picture of a young lady in bed there with one of the dogs, Marty. And it's so peaceful to see that. And the smile on her face mm-hmm. right now is probably a smile that they hadn't seen in that room in a while once the therapy dogs come in. So get on it. Let's make it happen together. We can keep this wonderful program going at Cincinnati Children's. It's 7:14.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night this morning on B105? And we welcome Logan into the courtroom. Hi, Logan.
Hi, guys.
And you got something going on with an old high school friend named Danny. And tell us what is going on here.
Okay, so basically, we hadn't seen each other since high school. And then we have this wonderful weekend or week really, and he kind of like professes his love to me, and then he goes back home, gets on eHarmony, and is connecting with this girl, and he's like making plans to move to New Mexico with her. And he was here, like, he left like a week ago.
Okay, so you've known this guy, you guys were dating, he came here to visit you,
right.
Told you that he loves you.
Yeah, that he was in love.
He was in love.
And yeah.
went back home, jumps on eHarmony. How did you find out that he's on eHarmony?
I'm friends with, we have a mutual friend, and she told me that she was dying laughing at his profile on eHarmony. And I was like, what? And so I confronted him, and turns out, yeah, he told this other girl that he loves her and that he's going to try to move to New Mexico where she is.
He's just out here love bombing everybody.
Wow. So,
right?
Yeah, he's just throwing a lot of bait in the water there. Can I ask you this, how long ago was high school for you guys?
I don't want to give away my age, but 20 years ago.
That's not bad. Okay, so do you think, I mean, in high school, was he like totally infatuated with you? And it was one of those, you know, oh my gosh, now I got a shot at her finally, or what?
Yeah, we really weren't like that close in high school. So it was suddenly like we came together and it was like, oh, this is perfect. How come this never happened before?
Was he a late bloomer, or like in high school, was he kind of a nerd?
I mean, I was a late bloomer, but no, we were talking about that. No, he was like really promiscuous. Like,
oh, he was a player back then. You're telling me this Tiger ain't changed the stripes.
But he looks like a complete nerd. Like, he's really tall, red hair, super skinny. Like, he looks like a big nerd, which would make you think, oh, he's might not very sexual kind of person, you know.
Like, but I mean, playing the field is one thing, but like telling people you love them, that's a lot.
It's different, but it also is different when you say you're in love with someone. Do you know what I mean?
Do you think he was in love with the idea of you, or maybe the past you?
Well, I'd like to say I'm the same past me.
Well, we'd all like to say that.
Yeah, really.
But we're not.
I passed by my past me many years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in the rearview mirror now. When you say your friend called you up and said that his profile on eHarmony was really funny, did you mean like he looked like a total goof? Or it was like funny, like he did a good job and made it funny?
Well, he's a pretty silly person, so I actually didn't see it myself. My friend saw it. It was like she knew that I knew. So she was like, oh, yeah, his profile is so funny. But I didn't actually, like, question her. I just, like, went straight to him.
Have you seen a picture of the New Mexico girl?
Yes.
Is she hotter than you? I mean, is
what?
That weird to ask?
Yes.
I don't know. I would look and be like, oh, that guy's hotter than me.
What? I mean, I feel like it'd be really mean of me to be like, nope. But I really don't feel like she is hotter than me.
What's wrong with that?
But she's a really good person. She's like a therapist for veterans. Like, she's a really good human.
Wow. Well, that's big of you to say.
Yeah, and she probably didn't know about you either.
So, hold on. I know you know him from high school, but how long have you guys been recently, like, talking?
Yeah, that's been like 6 months.
6 months.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought this was like a reunion hookup and you had a special week. No. Oh, dude, he's just playing the field.
You know, but why would you tell someone you're in love with them? That's a big deal to me. I just, you know, I don't throw that word around. I don't know.
He's playing the game.
But
the thing is, if you saw him, you would seriously never think he was a game player or whatever.
Me. We're going to need to see a picture.
Like, the last person in the world.
Oh, my goodness. So now where does it stand? You've confronted him. You know about this other girl.
Yeah, so now, even like this morning, we were like texting back and forth.
You're still texting with this guy?
Oh. I know, but now I sound like I'm making excuses, but he's going to talk to his therapist and try to figure things out, untangle things, which now that I'm saying all this out loud, what the hell am I doing?
Is this therapist in New Mexico? Just curious.
Really?
Right.
So let's go to the jury here now, but I don't think we even need to at this point because it sounds like you just talked yourself out of this. But listen, Statman, where are you at on this?
Let him go to New Mexico, man. You're better off without him. Use your energy to start a new relationship with a new guy.
Yeah.
Any suggestions? Any guys? You know?
Oh.
Big Dave.
Oh, no. Well, Jesse Tack is more in her ballpark of ages, I think, there.
That's true. I think it's okay sometimes for second chances in the right circumstance if they are making a shift in their behavior. But I don't see this guy doing that for you, and you deserve better. Sayonara.
Yeah, I think you guys just totally therapized me. Thanks.
Good. Well, I was just going to ask, have you ever been married?
No.
Has he?
Yes, he actually has. He was married for 2 years during the pandemic and then ended it.
Well, and then as soon as everything opened back up, you're out of here.
I've seen that movie before.
Yeah. Exactly. I say run. Run, and you, I think you're getting that right now, but let's see, 749-B105, also through the app. Who was right last night? It's all Logan, you. That's the sweep right there, but let's find out some more advice for you from our listeners, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It was right last night. This morning we heard from Logan, and she recently got back with a guy she knew in high school, Danny. And this was 20-some-odd years ago, but he professed his love to her. And then he left town for a little bit, and she heard, from a friend, he is on eHarmony, is moving to New Mexico to live with a woman out there.
What kind of that love message was that about?
I don't know. It was very strange, and Logan actually kind of talked herself into just saying, yeah, he's definitely wrong. And by the end of our conversation was like, nah, but we're still looking for advice for and a lot coming through the B105 app this morning.
Brian's got the best. He says this dude is crazier than an energy drink filled ostrich at a trampoline park. Count your blessings and I hope he gets stuck in Mexico.
Did you know ostriches have four kneecaps? Anyway.
Oh, I do now.
Deanna says, tell him, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Amen.
Yep. Corbin says, he's a player. It's not changing. Cut bait and move on. I think everybody's pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Charlie says, he's for the desert.
Bury him there. Amen. A lot of secrets buried in the New Mexico desert. And now this guy is probably going to be one of them.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
This day and age that we live in, it's all about AI, artificial intelligence, and AI-generated images and videos and things of that nature. And it's getting to the point where you're looking at things and you're like, is this real or is this AI? I mean, it's getting to the point where you don't know anymore. And that's a good thing for people that do the AI because that means it's working.
It is, but not for people like us and in TV news, because there's a whole news like service right now that's on social media of AI generated bots that read the news. Some nerd is typing it up. And the AI bot is spitting it out.
Well, like there we go. Some nerd.
Some nerd.
At least that guy still got his job.
Yeah, he makes millions of dollars a year. You're a nerd. This is going to now go to some place we never thought it would, Statman.
Oh, yeah. You think Sandra Bullock in Miss Congeniality was the only phony to crash a beauty pageant? No. Now it's a beauty pageant of phonies. The chatbot babes are going to be gunning for the Miss AI crown. It's the world's first beauty pageant for AI-generated models. It's slated for May. The contestants are going to be judged on beauty, tech, and clout, like how many followers they have, how much money they've made by different products.
But they're not real.
None of it's real.
So let me get this straight.
Other than the money they make.
There are certain AI-generated things that are actually repeaters. They have like an endorsement with, say, Oil of Olay or whatever like that.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of beauty companies, BMW being a major one that has fake models in their commercials.
And those fake models are now going to be competing against each other to see who's the top fake model.
Yeah, and they can earn up to 13 grand.
Well, who gets that money?
I guess the company that made them.
I guess.
And there's some funny rules. You have to be at least 18 to enter as a creator.
Oh, as a creator, okay.
Yeah, but the bots, I mean, everything's fake about them.
Do you think they're going to get a fake Steve Harvey to accidentally crown the wrong one?
That's a good point. Yeah. They could do that.
This is stupid.
Yeah, I'd like to see the question and answer period and see what they come up with, you know?
I don't care about that. I want the swimsuit. Said, bring back the swimsuit thing.
They're not real.
Yeah. I know it's not real. But
either the contestants on Miss America, they ain't 100% real.
Yeah. Let's be honest. Some of those swimsuit models, they quit being real a long time ago, too. Yeah. At least these girls are upfront about it. Yeah. You know. So when is this happening?
In May is when it's slated. And it'll be online, posted everywhere. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if like Hulu or Amazon or somebody picks it up.
And I wouldn't be surprised if I watched it. I think this is fascinating to me.
I guess this is the future, but what does this say for women?
Not
going to
get a view for me. This is stupid.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Like, one of them's called a fitness model. I'm like, wait, You're a cartoon.
You don't have any body fat. You're not real.
Yeah.
You can't even eat a real donut. You're missing out.
The Little Mermaid is such a great swimmer. She's got that swimmer's body. I mean, come on. We're talking about cartoons.
Maybe that's why they become self-aware, is because I'd like to know what a donut tastes like. Yeah, I'm going to ruin mankind.
Well, I'm going to ruin this for the AI because you got to eat two donuts to even out the cheeks. There goes your modeling days.
Big Dave Podcast.
Well, it's one thing to make a promise in 1978, and it's another thing to keep it in 2024. So last week's big total solar eclipse, you know, a lot of people got the feels from it. Around here, we are in the path of totality in a lot of areas. And we're going to go back to 1978 because that's when Patrick Moriarty was 22 years old and began teaching earth science there near Rochester, New York. So he was explaining to his ninth grade students about the eclipse they were having that year. They were in the path of totality near Rochester, New York. And he said, all right, now listen, got out the calendar and circled April 8th, 2024 and said, that is the next total solar eclipse that will be in the path of totality for. I want us all to meet up on that day.
Stop.
And have an eclipse party. This is 1978. So now Patrick is retired and now 68 years old.
Yeah.
But guess what happened the other day in Brighton, New York at his house?
No way.
More than 100 of his former students showed up for an eclipse watching party with their ninth grade earth science teacher.
That is so cool.
I know. I've got the chills over this.
I mean, that's a long ways away and they showed up.
I mean, come on, 1978. Hey, 2024, we're all going to get together. And 100 of them did. They brought their children. Some of them even brought their grandchildren with them to the event. And while the eclipse was happening, Patrick had borrowed his daughter's karaoke machine and used the microphone to narrate what was going on. Like a student, like a teacher would for his class.
I thought you said, we're going to get to, he was singing karaoke.
Oh, yeah, no, total eclipse of the heart, everybody. Here we go. No. Okay, so, yeah. Good. Now, granted, he was worried about it as it got closer. So, he did create an online Facebook group last year to see who would join. But a few of them did. And then a lot of them commented and said, I would love to come, but I like live out of the country, some as far away as New Zealand.
Wow.
But he says, this was an oh my gosh moment. I guess I had an impact on these kids. How about that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I love it. 1978, we're all getting together in 2024, and they did. I love it. Thank you for the good vibes this morning.
B.
B105.
I'm getting them good vibes.
It is 8:08. Mostly cloudy, scattered afternoon showers and storms today possible. A slight chance, a better overnight, 62, and an even greater chance tomorrow, showers and storms in 77. And just in case you're wondering, the Ohio River's not getting any higher. It's going to crest this morning, 51.5 feet. That's a half a foot below minor flood stage. So, whew, dodged a bullet on that one, yeah.
I'm a county jail revival. I'm a bottle and a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, and we got Irene from Mainville here ready to do the Voices of the Big Dave Show contest. Did you hear how this works?
Yes.
You have to be able to do a spot-on impression of one of us on the show. You're not allowed to say the word dude. You can't say our name when you're imitating us, and we have to try to guess who you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All right. Irene from Mainville, take it away.
I'm going out this weekend, and I'm going to a bar, and I'm probably going to spend way too much money and go over my budget. I'm going to order a lot of food, and I'm going to go hang with my friends.
Hey, what kind of food?
Probably a great big burger with toppings on it, and I'll get a pitcher of beer
and a side of chicken wings.
Okay. Ashley, we know it's Ashley now. Ashley, this is her impression of you. This is Irene.
You did well. Yeah, going out, spent way too much money. Definitely getting something to eat.
Well, congratulations, girl. You got it.
Thank you. That's awesome.
You're so welcome. You and a friend are going out to VOA. You got yourself 4-day passes.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Have a great time.
Thanks.
More of the Big Big Dave Podcast.
Ellie Rucker from Cincinnati. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And we've been longtime friends, haven't we? We go back to the St. Rita Haunted House days.
Yes, we sure do.
It was a flashback. Guys, pull up the picture with her entry. You'll see a young stat man with a young Ellie dressed up and getting ready for the weddings we used to have out there.
Oh, that is a young stat man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You guys do go way back.
Wow, Ellie.
And your makeup looks cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a blast up there. My whole family used to volunteer up there all the time, so it was great.
And I remember one interesting thing about you is you've got weird eyes, like in a cool way.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yes. In one of my eyes, I have a quarter section of it that is brown and not blue.
Yeah, like a pie shape.
Yeah.
It's brown.
Yeah.
David Bowie had that.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those cheesecakes at Kroger where you get multiple different kinds? Like, geez, it's like that.
Oh, my goodness.
She's got cheesecake eyes. Way to go, Ellie. Good job. All right. Yeah. So other than that, what is your job? What do you do?
I am pretty much a doggy hotel attendant.
Oh, you get to play with puppies all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. It's the best feeling ever.
Oh, I bet. Do you just ever just lay down and just have like a blanket of them cover you?
Yes.
Sounds like a fun job.
Best feeling in the world. Well, Ellie, it's a great day to get you into the B105 Country Club. You got your jersey. The next thing we got to do is play a song for you here on B105. And what's it going to be?
It's going to be from Sam Hunt, Gonna Miss Me.
Oh, Make You Miss Me?
Yeah, Make Me Miss.
All right. Well, Ellie, let's get you some Sam Hunt on and welcome you to the B105 Country Club. How does that sound?
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.